You may have heard of the cartoon character Wile E. Coyote that's on the Looney Tunes. He is the one that's always after the Roadrunner, and he will do anything to try to catch that speedy bird, but he never seems to be able to do it. But he doesn't ever give up. He never gives up. And there's actually a reason that I wrote it on the board that's a biblical reason. Then there's a connection that came to my maybe odd mind recently, and it's a connection to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11. Wile E. Coyote came into mind when I read this passage. It says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Now, it might seem kind of corny to think of it in this term, but the wiles, the reason they called him Wile E. Coyote is because he's constantly scheming how to get that bird. And the Apostle Paul used this word in the Greek for a very specific reason. The word is methodias in the Greek, which doesn't just mean using methods, but he uses schemes and he uses tactics and using wiles in the sense of using a strategy against us as God's people. So in a sense, we've got Satan the devil with a strategy and the tactics of evil that are opposing us. And he's not going to give up, and he's not going to relent. He's like, in a sense, like this evil Wile E. Coyote, out to do anything and everything he possibly can to us as God's people. And so it's not like Satan's just kind of walking and strolling around without any intention. No, he has an intention. He has a method. He has a strategy to undermine our faith and somehow thinking that he can shortchange God and overtake God and subvert his plan if he can subvert us. So we got to keep this in mind. Satan has tactics and strategy against us. So Paul tells us if we're going to counter that, we've got to make sure then that we put on God's armor. We can't even do it ourselves. We've got to put on the armor of God. And then by doing that, we can stand and we can battle and offset those wiles of the devil. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.